Mesa police investigate possible arson at Tesla dealership by crooks who can't spell. By Lucas Nolan on April 28, 2025. An overnight fire at a Tesla dealership in Mesa, Arizona, is being investigated as a potential case of arson, according to local police. One of the most curious aspects of the crime is that the perpetrators spray-painted "thief" on the side of the building, demonstrating that some domestic terrorists can't spell. 12 News reports that in the early morning hours of Monday, the Mesa Police Department responded to reports of a fire at a Tesla dealership located just southwest of Southern Avenue and Sossaman Roads. Upon arriving at the scene, officers discovered that a Tesla Cybertruck had been burned and the building defaced by a vandal with bad spelling. While the cause of the fire remains under investigation, city police have stated that they are treating it as a possible case of arson. Federal investigators have reportedly also responded to the scene. If confirmed to be an act of arson, this incident would be the latest in a growing trend of domestic terrorism targeting Tesla facilities across the United States. In recent months, attacks on the EV company, led by billionaire Elon Musk, have been on the rise as a result of his work with the Trump administration. A 19-year-old University of Massachusetts Boston student, Owen McIntyre of Parkville, Missouri, faces federal charges for allegedly firebombing a Tesla dealership in Kansas City during his spring break on March 17. McIntyre has been charged with unlawful possession of an unregistered destructive device and malicious damage by fire of property used in interstate commerce. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, a Kansas City police officer observed smoke coming from a gray Cybertruck in the KC Tesla Center parking lot and discovered an unbroken Molotov cocktail nearby. The fire spread to a second Cybertruck, with the damaged vehicles valued at $105,485 and $107,485 respectively. Two charging stations worth approximately $550 each were also damaged. FBI Boston announced McIntyre's arrest and shared images of the suspected devices used in the attack. Journalist Andy Ngo claimed the suspect appears to be trans and allegedly wore women's clothing during the incident. In Las Vegas, 36-year-old cinematographer Paul Hyun Kim has been charged with multiple counts related to a firebombing attack on a Tesla collision center. The attack resulted in at least three cars being set ablaze and multiple vehicles having their windows smashed. Slogans such as "resist" were spray-painted at the scene. Investigators connected Kim to the attack through DNA evidence and license plate readers that showed he had parked near the Tesla center before speeding away after the incident. According to reports, Kim was filmed shooting out security cameras with a rifle before attacking the Teslas with Molotov cocktails. One of the car's lithium batteries reportedly exploded, intensifying the fire. A former colleague described Kim as a nice guy who had become increasingly radicalized in his political views. The colleague claimed Kim had spoken positively about Luigi Mangione, who was accused of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City last December. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi has issued a clear warning related to the attacks, stating, "Let me be extremely clear to anyone who still wants to firebomb a Tesla property, you will not evade us. You will be arrested. You will be prosecuted. You will spend decades behind bars. It is not worth it." Read more at 12 News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.